paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello everyone and welcome back to this week's Dark Minisode. Now, I record these on a Monday for our Patreons and obviously they go in the main feed on a Wednesday for all of our other listeners. And as this is the start of the week, I look forward to the rest of the season being politically free from any sort of commentary and adverts or any sort of back and forth with people about beliefs, because that is not what this show is. It is a safe space for us to discuss, listen, and learn more about the paranormal. And that's all it's ever going to be. So, let's move onwards with today's Dark Minisode. Now, before I do, a quick shout to remind you all, we are offering a free week trial of our highest tier on Patreon, which means clicking the link in the show notes or going direct to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. You will not only receive early ad-free releases of everything on the main feed, you can also gain a week's access to the back catalogue of Dark Bites. Of course, Dark Bites is our weekly Patreon-only podcast, which contains experiences, usually two or three per episode, ones of which you won't have heard on the main feed. So for that alone, I believe it's genuinely worth signing up for that week trial. As I say, the link is in the show notes or go to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And one final thing, guys, before we go into today's minisode, don't forget, our show is fluid. Therefore, although all of our episodes are mapped out well in advance, and probably for the next season too at this rate, we always find space for your experience. And if you send in your experience, and I believe it fits, we will find a place for it even in this season. So do not let the amount of emails we receive, or even the length of your experience, put you off from sharing your experience, because we will always find a place for it to be aired, be that on the main feed, on Dark Bites, or on one of our minisodes. So either click the link again in the show notes, which takes you direct to the form to submit, or go to thedarkparanormal.com and you will see a Submit My Experience button right there. But right now, let's move on to the intriguing experience for this week's minisode, sent to us by Anonymous. Hello. I wrote in my life experience a few months ago, and I said I would send in some of my little experiences. So, here they are. It takes me a long time to write them down, as, unlike everyone else who finds this cathartic, I find it draining. These definitely will not be as long as my previous experience, that's for sure. I'll get straight to it. I tend to over-explain everything as I worry I won't be understood otherwise. So I'll do my best to keep this short and sweet. I work in a primary school doing breakfast club and cleaning. I work with my mum, and upon starting with my mum, she warned me that I will hear my name being called when nobody is around, as well as other creepy things. I'm already kind of used to that, so I wasn't bothered or scared. That was before they happened. When we clean the school, the only people there are just the two of us, as it's after school hours. I now listen to this podcast when I clean, because hearing your name being called when you know you're alone is chilling. Especially when it's always a child's voice. And it always sounds playful. Like they're hiding around the corner, calling your name and running away, expecting you to give chase. The current school building was built in 1901, and an old photo of a class from the early 1900s hangs in the hallway, and it gives me the creeps every time I see it. Why? Well, the children don't look right. That's the only way to explain it. Some of them have this creepy grin, others look dead behind the eyes. I hate walking past it. It feels as if the picture is staring back at you. I can send a photo in of this if you'd like to see it. We have three classrooms outside separate from the main building. One very old, and two newer ones. These classrooms have a phone connected to the office of the main building. And these phones only work to receive calls from the office phone. In order to receive a call, someone in the office must press the button on their phone for whichever classroom they're going to contact. When my mum told me she was cleaning class 3, in brackets, we don't go around cleaning together. Someone hoovers and the other does the toilets or the bins. So we're apart most of the time. Close brackets. She said the phone rang. I explained to her I hadn't been near the offices yet. The main door was locked and we were the only people in there. I told her it must have been an electrical fault or something. I was cleaning class 3 a few weeks later and the phone starts ringing. In brackets, I only wear one earphone because it's enough to keep my brain focused on what I'm listening to, but I can still hear my surroundings if needed. And here I go with the over-explaining, close brackets. I froze for a moment, and then before my brain could process it, I ran to answer. I knew no one was in the office because, again, it was just me and my mum, and she was in one of the other classrooms outside. But it stopped ringing before I could pick it up. When I told my mum, she berated me for trying to answer it. But I can't help it. If a phone is ringing, I need to answer it. A few weeks later, I was in the same classroom, but this time the teacher was still there, working late marking books. We were chatting, and the phone starts to ring. The teacher looks at me, pure terror appearing on her face. As she figured out, it can only ring if someone is ringing from the office. We both stayed still, not moving, looking at each other, until the phone stopped. That's when I told her about it happening before. She investigated the phones and asked the caretaker to have a look into it, in case there was a fault and something wasn't working. He came back and reported there was nothing wrong with them. The next week, I was cleaning the other outside classroom next to class 3, and my mum was in there with me. We, again, were the only two people in the school, and the main door was locked as per usual. And the phone starts ringing. It's the first time this phone has rung. My mother started shouting, "No, don't you dare!" as I ran towards the phone, dropping my cleaning supplies to answer it. And I made it in time, picking up the phone, staring at my mum the whole time. "Hello?" I basically whispered. I could feel fear creeping into my body. There was no answer on the other end, but I could hear this thing, a weird breathing noise. I couldn't make it out, and if I had to describe it, I would say it sounded almost the way I would picture a robot heavy breathing. After 15 seconds listening, I put the phone down. That phone hasn't rang in any classroom since I answered it. I have this weird thing where I can sense something around me. Then I get images in my head. I'm in no way psychic, but it's like in my mind's eye, I can connect to some sort of frequency that sends me these pictures. I walked into the hall one day, and I felt someone staring at me from the balcony. We have a mezzanine kind of thing, which is a library, but it's not the full length of the hall, so the library overlooks the hall, if that makes sense. Then I got this image in my head of this early 1900s, almost Victorian woman in a matron's outfit, a long black dress, white around the wrists and neck with a black and white hat. Then I was washed over with intense sadness and anguish. Every now and again, I feel this woman around the school. My mum's friend, who is psychic, works at the school also, and I told her about this woman. And it blew my mind when she confirmed this woman is here. Has she seen her too? My mum's friend has seen her outside the classroom, floating 8 feet above the ground. She says the woman doesn't speak. She's just kind of there. Let's have a quick break to talk to you about Acorns. As a podcaster, I've never considered retirement. If I can talk, I can podcast, right? But maybe one day I'll look to retire, but I'll still need a retirement fund. And then I think, but in the now, I still need things like equipment upgrades, etc. There are bills to pay. So what could be the answer to both? Investing. Specifically, investing with Acorns. Because Acorns make it easy to start doing more with your money. In fact, you can start automatically investing with your spare change. And it's all in one easy-to-use app. In my opinion, everyone should know that your money can grow on its own, not just the mega-wealthy. And no, it's not paranormal. It's compounding. That's when your money makes money, and then that money makes even more money. And Acorns makes it easy to give your money a chance to do just that. Sign up now and Acorns will boost your new account with a $5 bonus investment. Join the over 14 million all-time customers who've already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started.
Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last week, we were packing up, ready to go home after cleaning, and we saw a door open and then slam shut with a bang by itself. Trying to not get too scared, because sometimes we have to work alone, if maybe one of us is sick, or 2 years ago, when I had to work alone when my mum went to hospital to be with my sister who was giving birth. Being alone in there is the creepiest experience. When my mum wasn't in due to my sister, we used to clean 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. instead of the 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. we clean now. Those 2 hours that morning were the most paranoid of my life. Sometimes I think we already get ourselves into such a state of fear before anything's happened and start interpreting normal old noises as paranormal activity. But even so, my heart is racing the whole time I'm there alone. All the toilets have sensor lights. They basically come on when you walk in and go off 30 seconds after you walk out. The toilets closest to the main hall have pretty dull sensors. I have to take my daughter to the toilet because when she's on the toilet, the lights will go out. And she's only 4 and the sensors don't pick her up. So the lights stay off and won't go back on for her. So, there's a door from the hall to these toilets, and on the other side of the toilet is another door leading from the toilets to Class 2. I hope that makes sense. A lot of times I'll be hoovering in Class 2, and these lights will come on by themselves. Nobody is in there. The windows, of course, are never open in the toilets due to privacy in the bathroom for pupils. And my mother is nowhere near where I am, close to the toilets. Now, when I say these centres are dull, I mean they're truly dull. You literally have to walk in and sometimes even wave your arms to get them to come on. I have a video of these lights coming on by themselves, again, if you're interested. I will also take one showing you how far in you need to walk to get them to come on, so you can see. There is nothing just outside or my cleaning that classroom that could have got those lights to come on. So much has happened at this school, but I've already made this too long. So, the last thing I will add is that the preschool class is my favourite to clean. They always leave it tidy, all the toys are always put away where they should go. They clean through the day, and always put all their bins into one to make it easier for us. They also get us presents at Christmas, and end of year thank you cards for cleaning. They respect us and they respect their room. I'm only saying that so you can understand why this next thing is creepy and not just human error. There's a small carpeted space in this room where they sit and do register, stories, etc. Friday night, it was all tidied, and I hoovered the carpet as I do 5 times a week. Nothing out of place, as usual, all the toys put away, etc. My mum is the last to leave on a Friday night, and she's the first one in school on Monday, as we do breakfast club. She turns up and unlocks all the outside classrooms, as is part of her routine, and when she unlocks the preschool, which is the third outside classroom, she notices something on the carpet. She goes into the classroom, and in the middle of that carpet are dolls, neatly placed in a perfect circle. Then she asked me when I came in if they were there when I hoovered Friday. I, of course, said no. And she should know that because she would have seen them when she mopped the room after I hoovered. I started to walk up to the dolls to have a look, which is when my mum said, "Put them back already." I was fuming. I really wanted to take a closer look. She didn't even take a photo for me. Ghost kids playing over the weekend? A ghost teacher setting up for their class? Who knows? That's just a few little experiences. My life has been plagued by activity. Am I sensitive or just unlucky? Who knows? I do have a lot of experiences from my other workplace, as I also work a night job. It's so bad there that we clean the upstairs treatment rooms together and only go downstairs when it's all done. We never leave anyone up there alone. It's just far too creepy and something isn't right up there. Even a cleaner who is a huge skeptic has had experiences he can't explain there. I've just remembered the incident that made me decide to write in. Yesterday, during breakfast club, I was stood talking to a pupil and felt a little hand grab my ankle. I felt every little finger around it. I looked down, expecting to see my daughter being the one grabbing it, or potentially another toddler clinging on because they kind of climb you like a tree during breakfast club. However, I was pretty certain I'd look down and see my daughter. Also, she does come to breakfast club with me as I take her to preschool after. And I glance down, expecting to see her, and there's no one there. Thank you for this podcast. It's not only great to know you're not the only one going through stuff like this, but it also keeps me going through my long work hours. And to be completely honest, even though it may sound like I'm a horrible person, sometimes it's comforting to know that your paranormal experiences could always be worse, like some of the ones I've heard. I've had my heart broken by some of the stories I've heard on here. The devil on my shoulder even made me cry. All the best to you for the future. Anonymous. Well, Anonymous, thank you very much for such an easily visualized, terrifying set of experiences. And of course, yes please, to both the video and the photograph regarding the lights, etc. If you could email them to contact@thedarkparanormal.com and in the subject title, put FAO Kev Midweek Story, that would at least allow me to spot them in the pile, so to speak. Also, don't think for a second any of us missed the little hint of additional stories that may come our way about your second place of work. Please, if you do get the time, I know you said you find it draining, but if you do get the time to send those in, no matter how short, I'm sure I speak on behalf of all of our listeners when I say we would all love to hear more from you. So thank you, Anonymous. And to everyone, thank you so much for your correspondence back and forth this week. You've been spectacular. I can't wait to speak to you again soon. And so until Friday's Dark Paranormal, stay safe and take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.